हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभाम् व्यास शंकर मध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्ताम् वंदे गुरु परंपराम् श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। ओम ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेद विभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। ओम सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। ओम भद्रं कर्णे भिश्रुणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागंसस्तनुभिः व्यशेम देवहितैर्यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु। ओम शांति शांति शांति। प्रज्ञानां शुप्रतानै स्थिरचरनिकरव्यापिभर्व्याप्य लोकान् भुक्त्वा भोगान्स्थविष्टान् पुनरपि धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् पीत्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् स्वपिति मधुरभुङ् मायया भोजयन्नो माया सङ्ख्यातुरीयम् परममृतमजम् ब्रह्म यत्तन्नतोऽस्मि। यो विश्वात्मा विधिज विषयान् प्राश्य भोगान् स्थविष्टान् पश्चाच्चान्यान् समति विभवान् ज्योतिषास्वेन सूक्ष्मान् सर्वानेतान् पुनरपि शनैः स्वात्मनि स्थापयित्वा हित्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् विगतगुणगणः पात्वसौ नस्तुरीयः विगतगुणगणः पात्वसौ नस्तुरीयः पात्वसौ नस्तुरीयः। Gaudapadacharya, logically having refuted all the objections presented by Purapakshis, and also having answered all the possible doubts, he established already the world of duality being mithya. Now he presents, discusses the very creation. What is this creation? This creation is actually a misnomer, is only a word used for projection. When I say projection, the word, the kalpana used in the shastram, kalpana or kalpanam, kalpayati is the verb. Kalpana means imagination also. Kalpana means projection also. See, imagination means sitting here, consciously, thoughtfully, I can imagine. I can visualize. I can imagine how I want to, what I want to do, or how I want to be. I can simply imagine myself to be a king or queen. It's all consciously thought, I can imagine to be somebody. This I'm thoughtfully imagining. It's only my imagination. But sometimes, unknowingly, I can mistake myself to be something else also. That is also imagination. So imagination can be thoughtfully. Imagination can be without involving one's, without being conscious also. Without being conscious in the sense, ignorantly also. But what a projection. Projection means just making something appear. So the projection means it's only appearance. These are the words. So projection is the right word here used here. Even though the word imagination also is usable. So now Gaudapadacharya discuss presence exactly. What this universe is, you know. Just to say Atma alone is Satyam. That is his idea, final thing. Atma alone is Satyam. The Atma is Brahma. And I am that Brahma. I am that Atma. Because in this vision, our moksha is there. So he presents the whole creation he is discussing now. What is the so-called creation, which is otherwise said to be the projection? See, he already said, there is the absolute reality, all-pervasive reality, Atma. This Atma alone projects itself by itself, in itself, the world of duality. Therefore, Atma, you said the, when the verse, the very, very powerful verse that is, Atma, Atmanam, Atmana, Atmani Kalpayati. Kalpayati means Atma projects itself by itself, in itself, as the world of duality, means Atma remains throughout as the very substratum, adhishtanam, as the very existence of this world of duality. That Atma alone is Satyam. This, which is the projected world of duality, which is the appearance of the Atma only, is Mithya. That's been already said. Now, we saw, we just started, the question is, we have come to this 14th karika, we finished? The 16th karika. Yeah, 16th karika. Just we started the Bhashyam, I think we had to stop. Remember? And this 16th karika also is presented as an answer. What is the possible, what is the question that Gaudapada Acharya expresses to have? The question is presented by Adishikam Gaudapada as an introduction. You saw that also. Bhakya Adhyatmika Nam Bhava Nam Itaretara Nimitta Naimittikataya. Itaretara Nimitta Naimittikataya Kalpanayam Kim Moolam. So what is the root cause of, I mean Kalpanayam, in this grand projection, not ordinary projection, in this amazingly, inexplicably tremendous grand projection, Kalpana, in this projection of objects, the internal, external objects, subtle and the gross objects, experienced in the dream state and in the waking state, all these objects, which are interrelated as causes and effects, mutually. internal objects experienced in the mind become the cause for the external objects. External objects become the cause for the internal experiences. They are mutually interconnected, interrelated as cause and effects. Of this, in this creation, in this projection of these intellectual objects, what is the root cause? Moolam kim? That is the question we must have. So Shankara Bhagavatpada presents that question as introduction to this karika, and Gaudapacharya gives the answer here. And there he states, Jivam kalpayate purvam tato bhavan pruthak vidhan bahyana dhyatmikam shaiva yatha vidyastatha smritihi. Very simple verse. See, it is the word atma is implied here. Atma kalpayate, because already it was said. Atma kalpayate, kalpayate, already it was said. Therefore, atma kalpayate. Atma kalpayate purvam jivam. As that I told you, One important lesson we have to remember is the order or the method involved in the creation cannot be really discussed. But still, it means the sequence also, there is no sequence in the creation. But still, for us to have clear understanding of what this jiva is, what this jagat is, what this plurality of jiva is, all to understand all this, the creation properly, there's a whole called projected universe properly, better we have, in our understanding of this world of plurality, the sequence must be followed, even though there's no sequence in creation. Then we get Purvam. First, Atma projects the jiva. Thereafter only, tataha, bhavan, prithagvidhan. Then various types of objects constituting the internal and external worlds. Okay. Prithagvidhan, bhavan, kalpayate. What are they? Bahyan, adhyatmikan, cha bhavan. He project, then after projecting the jiva first, then the atma projected. Atma projected these worlds of internal, external objects of multifarious types. Prithagvidan, adhyatmikan, bahyan, bhavan, kalpayate. Sentence is over. Once this, within these two small sentences, he said, Atma created, Atma projected jiva and the jagat. Jivaha is also projection of the Atma. Jagat is also projection of the Atma. Means jiva and jagat, already it is said, the jiva status also is mithya. Jagat is also mithya. Jiva and jagat do not exist outside of the Atma. Projections of the Atma only. But one thing he says, yatha vidya tata smriti. This is the important word. This is what actually stopped. Yatha vidya tata smriti. So every jiva here is here. Every jiva is endowed with knowledge. Knowledge of many things. Knowledge of the objects. Knowledge of cause. Knowledge of effect, knowledge of the benefit, knowledge of the loss, knowledge of the consequence. This every jiva within the realm of the universe, matter. Okay, knowledge of causes, effects, knowledge of the benefits, and in order knowledge of desire. Every knowledge of desire is, see, not just desire alone is. There's a knowledge of desire. Knowledge of likes and dislikes. And to fulfill those desires, knowledge of action. The means of fulfillment of desires. Knowledge of, I'm talking about the knowledge. Knowledge. Vidya means every jivas ended with the knowledge of desires, knowledge of raga dveshas, what one wants or does not want. And to fulfill those likes and dislikes, desires, what should the means, knowledge of means of fulfilling one's desires in terms of knowledge of actions, what should be done? If I had to fulfill this, what should be done by me? As a mean knowledge of actions. And knowledge of the accessories also. Suppose to fulfill this, what all I need? Is it? So all those also. What is the, you know, who is the doer and who, what is the object of action and what is the instrument of action, how it should be done and what is the purpose of this action, where it should be done, all these accessories connected with the actions. The jiva's knowledge of those accessories, actions and the accessories of action associated with the action. Then the palagyanam also, knowledge of the benefit, the fruit of actions. So jiva has all this. And the knowledge of values. Jiva has knowledge of values. Some jivas may have what? Knowledge of the value of values also. Some jivas may not have knowledge of the value of values. What I'm saying, it's all understanding. So in keeping with what all understanding the jiva has, knowledge the jiva has, so also his memory will be. What all can one have in one's memory, the storehouse of memory? One cannot have in one's memory what one does not know. You can only recollect from your memory what you already know, isn't it? So, yatha vidya yatha smritihi. Here, so knowledge becomes the cause for the memory to be stored. Whatever, what can you store in your memory? Only what you know. You cannot store something what you do not know, isn't it? So, yatha vidya tatha smritihi. So, also, yatha smriti tatha vidya also. So, later on, the same, whatever in your memory alone, can be recollected as knowledge, again to implement, to execute, and to again when there's a need for knowledge. It is not in memory, it cannot surface. Therefore, memory becomes the cause for knowledge. Knowledge becomes the cause for smriti. They also become cause and effects. Isn't it? So if I learn how to make matsa, I was ignorant, okay? I learned. Then after learning, now I have jnanam. Then it's missed my memory. And I want to make laugh next for next Passover. Then I recollect the jnanam. I saw exactly in the kitchen how they're making. So I make it. So memory comes back. When I do it, again that memory, the express again becomes memory. So knowledge becomes memory. Memory again surfaces as knowledge. When necessary, the necessity, it gets expressed. Which means, that's a mutually, memory and knowledge become mutually cause and effects. See, this is where everything is fine. Puram jivam kalpayate, fine. Then prithagvidan, bahyan, adhyatmikan, bhavan kalpayate, fine. There's no difference. The difference, if all jivas are the projections, the manifesting media in form of minds are many and countless. Therefore, the projections are also many. But the source of projection is only one. It is Atma. That's why all jivas are undoubtedly uniformly one. But still we say all are not equal, all are not same. That is because of the difference in vidya and smriti. This is what difference in personality. difference in personality, physical, there's difference in physical personality, there's difference in emotional personality, there's difference in intellectual personality. Isn't it? So this personality, difference is in personality. So how much you have in memory, that much one can express in more knowledge. What all you know, that can be in your storehouse of memory. Your behavior in the world is determined by what is in memory and what is in knowledge. What is there as knowledge? This is where people differ. How evolved, how mature, how immature. This is where the difference comes. Why all are not the same? So difference is not in the swarupam, but difference is in there, this knowledge and memory. That is why suppose if there is, the life is again governed for a person by the teaching. Positive exposed to teaching. Again, it's also what in keeping with punya papams only. So what this verse is so much for us here. Now we have to understand it a little more. So this Atma projects the Jiva and the Jagat, which means the whole Jagat, the relevance of the Jagat is only from the standpoint of the Jiva. When the house is built for you, or you are there for the sake of the house. The house is built, I am here because the house is here. No, house is built because for your sake only. The house is for you and you are not for the house. Similarly, the whole this world of duality of various objects, internal, external, the relevance of this world is only from the standpoint of the Jiva. The whole Jagat is for the Jiva. As experiencer, experienced. Now here comes the question, okay, Atma, did Atma create, project the Jagat, Jiva and Jagat by itself? No, Atma did not create, project. Atma is endowed with an amazing, inexplicable power of knowing, unmanifested power of knowing, is said to be Maya. Okay, otherwise you can say Moola Avidya. Moola Avidya. This Maya is also known as Moola Avidya. Moola Avidya. Why is it called Moola Avidya? Because this unmanifested power of knowing, otherwise it will be Moola Avidya, Maya, is beginningless. Why? The source of the power is beginningless. Atma is, Atma, the abstract reality is beginningless. The power of knowing of the Atma is beginningless, Anadi. So Atma projects the Jiva and the Jagat only operating this power of Maya, power called Maya. That's why this Maya is said to be creative power. It's not actually just if I use it. For this want of explanation, they say creative power. What is creative power? Knowledge. You want to create, make something. The carpenter has a creative power. What? Knowledge of how to make a chair, how to make a table, how to cut, how to fix. He has knowledge. So, jnanam is the creative power on the part of any individual also. Limited knowledge. So many individuals have their own respective skills and knowledge. Like Bhagavan has this total power of knowing. The source of all knowledge. No knowledge is outside of that Shakti. All knowledge. Maya. And this power, its unmanifested power alone is called Maya. Nothing but knowing power. The knowing power unmanifested is said to be ignorance. So ignorance is not absence of knowledge. So the abstract formless reality is there and this reality is of the power of knowing, of the nature of knowing, and the power of knowing There's a time when the power of knowing remains unmanifested, undifferentiated. When it is, then the name given is Mula Avidya. Beginningless. And as the power is operated, so using this power alone, without undergoing any change, without making any effort, operation of this power alone, now become, but now contributes for projection of Jiva and Jagat. That is why we say what Ishwara, we say, and the same Atma, under the power, is given the Ishwara status also. Looked upon as Ishwara. There is no other way as Ishwara. Now, because his power is operated for projection of Jiva and Jagat, we can say Atma is not the creator directly. Atma does not do the act of projecting. Mere presence using his power the projects Jiva and Jagat. Therefore, there is no creator other than Atma. The project is Atma. It is changing. Okay, Atma is the projector, we never say. The project of Jiva and Jagat is Atma. Is it clear? Now, so, it is the Mula Avidya, always called Maya, okay, contributes for what now? Projection of the Jiva and Jagat. When the Jiva comes, means what? This knowledge of self-existence. I am the knowledge of existence of the world. This is. Okay? This is knowledge. First and foremost of the manifestations of knowledge is I am, this is. This I am actually identified with what? Body, mind and complex. This is not identified with the Jagat. I mean, Jagat means external world. Even though the Jagat is inclusive of this body, mind and complex. That is when the statuses, Jiva and Ishwara statuses are attributed to the Atma. To knowledge, the knowledge alone. So here, when the Jiva comes, then what happens? Jiva projected means I am. The knowledge is projected means this knowledge alone. This knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am, this knowledge identified with the anatma body mind and complex is what now? Jiva. Okay. So this Jiva is actually nothing but false superimposition. We are going to see in the following mantras. Very beautiful mantras, karikas are coming. Gurupada discussed the whole problem here very nicely. The basic fundamental problem is discussed by Acharya in his karikas. We are going to see later on. But why I am saying all this? It's very important to understand yatha vidya, yatha smritihi. It is when once the maya comes with projection of I and this partial knowledge. Knowledge of self-existence is only partial knowledge. So power undergoes a change, becomes manifested as partial knowledge of the existence of the self and the world. Now what is not there? Partial, still now we can say, partial knowledge is still unmanifested. Partial knowledge is manifested, partial knowledge still is unmanifested. We can only say unmanifested power of knowing, manifested power of knowing. That's all we can say. There's only power of knowing. In unmanifested form, in manifested form. In potential form, in differentiated manifested form. So partial, the power of knowing, partial is manifested, partial remains unmanifested. Is the partial is manifested, partial unmanifested means, this is what we say, self-ignorance. What is self-ignorance? This partial, the knowledge of the self, the knowledge of the existence of the self is manifested, but still what I am, that knowledge is still not manifested. That is what is said to be self-ignorance. And this unmanifested, partial unmanifested power of knowing in terms of self-ignorance is the cause for the erroneous perception. Erroneous perception. Error is caused by what? Error is caused by half knowledge and half ignorance. When the Maya remains as total unmanifest power of knowing, no error is possible. Atma alone is, with its total power of knowing, unmanifested, no error, no projection. The partial, the power of knowledge manifested partially in the form of existence, knowledge of the existence of the self and the world, the partial knowledge is there. Power is partially manifested, power remains unmanifested still partially. There is a partial knowledge, partial ignorance, we say. This alone contributes for error. This is how the jiva status becomes superimposed upon the atma. Okay, erroneous self-perception means what? Here, this I sense, the atma, the jiva status is superimposed upon the atma. Jagat all superimposed upon the atma. We are going to see it later. Now here, because of this ignorance, and again we know the problems, how this partial ignorance results in erroneous self-perception, and this erroneous self-perception results in erroneous notions about the self. That's what here he says. Ignorance becomes the cause, and the result is what? Error in the perception. This is how the cause and error effect alone becomes what? The I sense and my sense. That is the doership and enjoyership. We have come to the class. I'm reading this Bhashyam now. Jivam hetu phalatmakam. I'm going to explain again later on. Jivam hetu phalatmakam. Kalpayati. The jiva is nothing but what? Is the more cause and effect. Because he has ignorance, he has erroneous perception also. He first of all, please understand, every jiva, okay, is endowed with what? There is ignorance. Ignorance is the cause, partial, unmanifested power of knowing in terms of the knowledge of what I am, what this universe is. What this I is, that is not there. Therefore, That is her naturally. It is natural manifestation. So Mula Vidya contributes only for the projection of the I sense. Afterwards, I sense, the half knowledge alone, is the cause and comes erroneous self-perception. Error is the effect. And it's when this ignorance is the cause, ignorance and the error effect are there, naturally, there happen what? There's doership and enjoyership. And the doership and enjoyership alone, doership becomes the cause for the enjoyership. When you have a wrong notion that you are the doer and you perform actions, and actions produce result, the results are exhausted by you, so you yourself become the enjoyer. So here the jiva, atma as the jiva himself becomes the doer, atma as the jiva becomes the enjoyer. Even the Atma is not the doer, not the enjoyer, but now the doer and the enjoyer are the Jiva, another than Atma. Is it clear? Maybe very clear. That's why it is said, Aham Karomi Mama Sukha Dukhe Itevam Lakshanam. This is how the cause and effect. Jiva is in the form of cause and effect means Jiva is here with the wrong notion that I am the doer, the wrong notion I am the enjoyer. Jiva here is in the form of doership, having so doership and enjoyership. In the form of doer and enjoyer. The cause and effect. Okay. Now, this jiva, It actually superimposed upon what? Atma only. How it is said? Anevam lakshane eva shuddhe atmani. On the Atma, which is absolutely pure Atma, which is free from all these wrong notions, I am the enjoyer, etc. That Atma, Rajo Sarpaha Iva Kalpayate. Just as snake is superimposed upon the Raju, rope, so also this Jiva status is superimposed upon the Atma. Now, when the Jiva has come into being, Jiva is Atma alone. Jiva's status is superimposed upon the Atma, which is absolutely free from doership and enjoyership. Like what? Exactly like how the snake is superimposed upon the rope. Now, in the perception, what is there? Only snake. Rope, the essential nature of the rope is not known. Now, rope doesn't exist. Okay? What is there? Only snake alone is there. Why? The snake is superimposed upon the rope. Similarly, Jiva state is superimposed upon the Atma. Okay. Now, when the Jiva is there, Tataha, thereafter, Tadarthena, for the purpose of the enjoyment of this Jiva, okay, Kriya Karaka Palabhedena, not one or two, okay, the knowledge of actions. See, knowledge of self-existence, first he projected. Then, the knowledge of actions. Knowledge of the acts is required for the actions. And knowledge of the result of actions. All that also got projected. Then, not only that, with all this, also various objects, body, mind, sense organs, pranas, etc. Pranadin, nanavidhan, bhavan, bahyan, adhyatmikam, also all emotions, internal knowledge, internal memory, external objects, everything, atma kalpayate. Okay. So now the question is asked. What is the question here? Tatra kalpanayam kaha hetuhu. What is the cause? What is the cause in this projection of Jiva? We simply say, okay, Atma projected the Jiva out of himself, projected himself as the Jiva using the Maya, the Mula Vidya. Now the question is, kaha hetu kalpanayam? What is the cause in this? What the reason in this projection of this Jiva and all this external world of objects? It is said here, Yaha aso swayam kalpitaha jivaha. See, very important here. This Yaha aso swayam kalpitaha jivaha. Are you listening? This jiva, who is self-projected jiva, who created here? Nobody has created. I am. This knowledge is jiva. Understand now? I am. This knowledge of self-existence is the first projection. And this knowledge, being inseparable from manifesting media, the mind, identified with the mind, becomes the jiva. Otherwise, it's just the knowledge. Therefore, yaha so swayam kalpitaha jiva. This jiva, which is self-projected jiva, is also what now? Sarva kalpanayam adhikritaha. He is qualified, eligible, capable in projecting everything else. Sarva kalpanayam, okay, page number 7372. Sarva kalpanayam adhikritaha. Who? Self-projected jiva, swayam kalpitaha jivaha. Self, when you say self-projected, what does it mean? Here there's no self, okay? This is when the question of projection comes, we use the term Ishvara. Projection means Ishvara. Until the projection takes place, Brahma, Atma. Atma alone, having operated his power of Maya, having projected this jiva, now has the status of what? Ishvara. As the creator of the jiva. Who is jiva? Atma only. That's why swayam kalpitaha jivaha asau sarva kalpanayam adhikritaha. He is eligible, qualified, adhikritaha. Jiva is qualified, jiva is eligible, jiva is capable of projecting everything. Sarva kalpanayam adhikritaha. Now next question comes. How do you understand the jiva is capable of projecting everything? So it is said, saha yatha vidyaha. This is the important lesson. The last sentence where we stopped is excellent. Yatha vidyaha tatha smritihi. He says, yatha vidyaha, explained here, yadrishi vidya vijnanam asya iti yatha vidyaha. So, whatever is it sort of knowledge he has, he becomes the person of the memory of that knowledge also. The person one cannot have a memory of things which he does not know. What can you have in your memory? Whatever you know alone, whatever you would have understood, whatever you would have known alone can be in your memory. No, in my memory, I'm having something I do not know. No. Whenever you're able to recollect something, already what you have known alone must have gone to your memory. Dhamma vasanas. So, here, yatha vidya yatha smritihi means, this point is very, until that place, until when Atma projects jiva, using his mula vidya, when you say, until then is okay. After that, yatha vidyaha yatha smriti alone shows us the difference in the personality of beings. Okay. If all the jivas, not one jiva, the jivas are many, in keeping with the manifesting media. Manifesting media, the minds are many, the jivas are also many. In every mind there is manifestation of knowledge in terms of I am. This knowledge of self-existence is what? First, I. Identity of the mind alone is jiva. I'm repeating it because very subtle teaching. Now, as a jiva means what? Ignorant. Jiva means ignorant. Ignorant of what? Ignorant of the self. Who is the jiva? This I sense is there where there is no knowledge of what I am, what I is. That is ignorance. Jiva is, and this partial ignorance is, partial knowledge is, this jiva. And this jiva, because it's partial knowledge and partial ignorance, there is also what? Error. Error in the perception. So ignorance is the cause, the error is the effect. We have this jiva is already what? Ignorant and being of erroneous perception. Cause and effect. So this is hetu palatmakaha jivaha. Jivaha hetu palatmaka. Jiva is in the form of the cause. Jiva is the one endowed with ignorance, the cause, and the error, the effect. And because of this ignorance and error alone, what happens? he has wrong notions that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, which also becomes what? Cause and effect. Okay? Now, because of this, what happens? That desire comes. Now, internal, the emotions, desires, ragadveshas, and all emotions, okay? And when the desire comes naturally, then he has the knowledge of desires. The very important knowledge of self existence, then there's also knowledge of desires, and the knowledge of ragadveshas, and the knowledge of when the desire comes, and to fulfill those desires, desire becomes the cause. Desire becomes the cause. Where is desire? Desire in the mind of a jiva, understand, is the cause. And then the means of fulfilling the desire, action becomes the effect. Action becomes the effect. So this jiva now has the knowledge of the desire, knowledge of cause in terms of knowledge of the means, the knowledge of action. Now, he also has the knowledge of all accessories involved in performing an action. So now we can say kriya jnanam, karaka jnanam, and so phala jnanam. He has knowledge of the result of actions also. He knows, he has knowledge, all these knowledge of projections, all are projections. Not one thing is projection, okay? Along with the projection of the knowledge of self-existence, when there is error, and all these also projections of all knowledge also is projections only. All internal objects. Desire and knowledge of action, knowledge of the accessories, knowledge of the result, all internal objects. For every jiva. The mind. And when the mind comes in contact with the external world, okay, when in performing these actions also, there'll be what now? There'll be definitely these desires alone become expressed in the form of external activities. This is how the internal object in the form of desire, etc., becomes a cause for the external behavior, actions, etc. Then what happens externally, and the result of action or the interaction with the world definitely will contribute for the internal emotions. The guilt, hurt, pain, suffering, isn't it? So when internal objects contribute for the external objects, and they're related, become the cause for external objects. The external objects also become the cause for internal experiences. Why? Everything is happening in ignorance only. In ignorance and the error. So, the idea is, so that is why the yatha vidyaha yatha smritihi means the person's behavior is always expression of what he has in memory. What a person has in memory alone becomes, suppose not, it's not one, doesn't happen one time. It's happening continuously. So, what happens, this is the whole life is lived like this. When the problem happens also, we must remember, the destruction doesn't happen. In potential condition at the time of pralaya, again the time of srishti, again they become manifested. Therefore, the whole thing is what now? Is in the beginning, the form of beginningless, endless, okay, circle form, the cycle. So, and this desires are fulfilled in the performance of actions. Actions produce results. Now, The results have to be exhausted, for one has to be born again. So birth, rebirth now, the punarjanma again, the jiva, again and again and again, jiva has to come, the world also comes. Along with the jiva, the world also has to come. So the srishtihi, the creation of the so-called, the projection of jiva and the jagat, is caused by what? We say Ishvara is the cause. No. Ishvara is only being the source of the power called Maya. Ishvara is only a general cause. Atma being endowed with the power of Maya, the source of all knowledge, is only a general cause as Ishvara in projecting the jiva and the jagat. But the srishti, the continuously the srishti is happening, there the karmas, punya papams accumulated by the jiva alone become the main cause. That is why this karmas of jiva, every jiva with the one's own punya papams is said to be the specific cause. Vishesha karanam of srishtihi. Now in every janma, when a person comes, he becomes refined, refined and refined. The raw-headed jiva, that's why we can't say exactly when did jiva appear first. There's no big, jiva is anadi. Jiva is anadi, beginningless. If it is asked, when did jiva appear first? It is like asking, when did the snake appear on the rope? When exactly did the snake appear on the rope? You ask the question? You can't say. So it's anadi. Jiva is anadi. Beginninglessly it is there. Jiva is there. So, in this creation, the much greater responsibility is on the part of jiva as the one having accumulated punya papams because of the enjoyership, because of the doership, which is the cause. Cause and effect. This is how the cause becomes the effect and the effect becomes the cause also. They mutually, cause and effect become mutually cause and effects. So the jiva performs actions and he accumulates punya papam. Therefore action becomes the cause, punya becomes the result. The punya papam again brings him back to this janma. Again he does. See, every time the jiva has accumulated punya papam, as the bhokta, as enjoyer, and the bhokta is actually the potential doer. Again, he is going to do more later on. The doer is a potential bhokta. Bhokta is a potential karta. Which means, the mutually become cause and effect. This is how jiva is. So what I want to say, this very important lesson is, yatha vidya yatha smritihi means, the personalities of beings differ from person to person. Some are mature, some are immature, some are highly evolved, some are not. Some are very, very, very unrefined, uncultured, uncivilized. These difference in human beings is what expressed by the word yatha vidya tatha smritihi. What a person's mental, what the person has in his storehouse of memory is the proof for the degree of refinement the person has. How refined the person is. How can you understand? Whatever the person has in the storehouse of memory is the proof for his, the measuring the degree of refinement the person has. And that alone, the memory alone becomes expressed as knowledge. Knowledge becomes expressed in his behavior. Now again, knowledge alone, for the knowledge the person has alone becomes memory. Memory comes back as knowledge. So knowledge is the cause of the memory. Memory is the cause of the knowledge. Understand that this is how the personalities differ. The standpoint of personalities, the jivas differ, but not the standpoint of the person. Understand? So every janma, a person is born and goes through his life, parts of life or parts of opposites. What happens? He learns from life's experiences. There's a learning. Some people learn a lot. Some people learn very slowly. Some people learn very little. Some people make the best this opportunity when they're living this life. They learn against all because in keeping with one's punyam. The parentage is because of punya papa. Punya papa decides the parentage. Punya papa decides the birth. Punya papam decides, the punya papam the person has his own account, decides, determines the place of birth, associations, neighborhood, everything. And how much the world you relate to, the world you can interact with, all is determined by your own punya papams. So jiva has. And while interacting with this small world of people and things, every jiva has one's own limit. Even in this vast world, every jiva has one's own small world of interaction. There, again, the punya papam the jiva has alone determines how much the person picks up, updates his knowledge. Updating. We say, no, we have to update. How much he updates his refinement. Some people don't update anything. Some people are very bright. They update. They learn. Update. So in keeping with how much they update, and the more they become refined also. The more refined, the more they learn. The more knowledge they have. The more knowledge they have, again memory is filled with what? Again much refined information. And the more the person has information, the more refined the person is, information sense, understanding also. Again, the more the person has punyam, the more he is able to expose to Shastra study also. The more the person understands the values, the more the person understands the value of values. In keeping with that much subtle understanding, the memory also will be of much refined information. So what is in memory becomes serves as knowledge in situations whenever necessary. That knowledge becomes expressed in the person's behavior. Again, the person avoids accumulating papam also. The more and more the person is refined, the more the person's external behavior also work now. Only punyam does not contribute for accumulation of papa karma. Unknowingly one can. That's a different thing. Knowingly. Okay. That is why it's very, very important always to place the attention of mind in what we are learning, what we are listening, what goes into our minds. Okay. So that alone goes to our memory. The memory alone comes back as knowledge to determine our day-to-day life, the behavior day-to-day life. This is the important lesson I want to connect yesterday. Yatha vidya tatha smriti. Yatha smritihi. So here they both become mutually cause and effect. Okay. Now, tatra kalpanayam kaha hetuhu. What is the reason in the projection, in such projection of the jivan jagat? Yaha aso swayam kalpitaha jivaha சர்வ கல்பனாயம் அதிகிருத்த சக யதா வித்யா யாதிருஷி வித்யா வித்யா மீன்ஸ் விஜயானம் அஸ்ய இது யதா வித்யா ததா விதா ஏவ ஸ்மிருதி தஸ்ய. So whatever is the knowledge, the understanding, the comprehension the person has, that alone, in keeping with that understanding alone, his memory also will be. So he is the person of the memory of things in keeping with what he has understood. That is the thing. Tata smritihi bhavati saha iti. Okay, that is enough. Now, new sentence. Ataha, therefore, same page. Okay, in English you have to go to next page. Okay, no, one more sentence is here. The same page, 372. Ataha, hetu vikalpana vijnanat. Phala vijnanam. So what he wants to say here, therefore, hetu kalpana vijnanat. From the knowledge of the projected cause. See, everything is projection only. Everything is projection, but understand, that's why everything is mithya. See, very important for us to understand all the subtle facts, to understand the world is mithya. Other than Atma, everything is projection. Projection of Atma itself. Atma alone is Satyam. Therefore, he says, no, projection of Hetu Kalpana Vijnanam. Hetu Kalpana, projection of the cause. And then, here Vijnanat. From the knowledge of the projection of the cause. I mean, projected cause. One must have the knowledge of the cause. The knowledge of the cause also is what? Projection. See, knowledge of anything and everything is projection. Manifested, any manifested knowledge is what? Projection. Knowledge of the cause is a projection. So here from the knowledge of the projected cause, tataha hetu palasmritihi. Hetu palasmritihi means what? There comes memory of the cause and the effect. First you have knowledge of the cause. There's a projection. There's a knowledge of the projection of the cause, projected cause. Knowledge of the effect also. You know this is the cause, this is the effect. You know you have to do the action. This is the cause, and then action is the result. Action becomes the cause, the result of action becomes the effect. There is almost the knowledge. This knowledge of the projected cause alone later on becomes what? The memory. Same knowledge of cause and there's a memory of cause and effect. It becomes stored in the memory. Pala hetu pala smritihi. So in everybody's memory there is the knowledge of what? Cause and effect remains stored in the memory. When it goes to memory, it is memory. Otherwise, it surfaces, it is jnanam. Bhavati hetu pala smritihi. Then, tataha tad vijnanam. That knowledge of cause and effect alone from the memory becomes as what? Knowledge. The first knowledge becomes memory, memory becomes knowledge. Is it clear? Tad vijnanam. Tadartha. Then, tadartha for that. Tadartha kriya karaka tat phala bheda vijnanani. See, vijnanani uses the word, plural word, okay? Means, vijnan, which you understand as projections. All forms of projections in the form of knowledge of the actions knowledge of the accessories required for the actions, knowledge of the result of actions, all are projections. It's not just the knowledge of the existence of self alone. After the knowledge of the existence of the self, there's knowledge of the existence of the world, which means there is knowledge of everything. Knowledge of the cause, knowledge of the effect, which becomes a memory, again surfaces as knowledge. It means what? Knowledge of the actions, what I should do, how I should do, with what I can do, where I should do, isn't it? So knowledge of action and the knowledge of the accessories required for the action, and also what the benefit of the action, the fruit of action also. This knowledge of everything also becomes projected. All are projections. So what does Gaurupacharya want to say here? What does he want to say? This what is world, okay? This world of duality, he means what? Actions, results of actions, actions required for result of actions, they're all projections in the form of knowledge. There's no action outside of the knowledge, manifested knowledge. There's no accessory outside of the manifestation of knowledge. There's no result of action outside of the knowledge. They're all knowledge. Knowledge manifested alone is in the form of everything. The manifested knowledge alone is said to be what? Projection. Appearance of Atma. But for all of them to come, when? First what has to come? Jiva. Got it? It's very subtle. I wish people can really see it. Jiva, Jiva means now somebody now sitting there. Everything is here, knowledge only. That is what is important lesson. The knowledge alone, the knowledge becomes manifested, which is a projection, and that once it is risen means it goes to memory also. From memory it comes back also again. So it is useful in day-to-day life. It's all projections. So, tadartha kriya karaka tat phala bheda vijnanani. Then, tebhyaha tat smritihi. And from the knowledge which has risen of the actions, accessories, knowledge of accessories, knowledge of the result of actions, you have to add the word knowledge. Knowledge of actions, knowledge of accessories, knowledge of result of actions. All the knowledge first becomes projected. That all goes to memory also. Tat smritihi. Tebhyaha tat smritihi. Memory of all that also happens. All the knowledge becomes stored in memory. From where? From this knowledge only. So memory is nothing but storehouse of the knowledge which you already had. What is knowledge? Manifestation. What is manifestation? The power. Which is what it is said to be? Projection. Tat smritihi. Then tat smritehe punaha tat vijnanani. Again from the smriti, memory alone, all the surfaces, just the way I told you. I learn this Passover, how to make matzah, and goes into my memory. Next Passover I try to make, okay, surfaces. Again it goes to memory, again it surfaces. Knowledge from memory, knowledge surfaces, and surface knowledge again goes back to memory. Again surfaces. So knowledge and memory are there mutually being as cause and effect. What is knowledge and memory? Projections. Manifestations of knowledge. See, manifestations of knowledge are projections of Atma. So here he uses the term vijnanani. We can't say knowledges. Okay? Manifestations of knowledge. Evam. Okay. Now he says, tebhyaha tat smritihi. Tat smritehe chat punaha tad vijnanam vijnanani. Ittevam. From memory, knowledge surfaces. From knowledge, again, memory. Okay, everything becomes stored in memory. This is how continuously it is happening. So what? Evam, in this manner, bahyan, adhyatmikan, cha, itaretara nimitta, naimittika bhavena, anekadha kalpayate. This is how, okay, atma, operating his power anamula vidya as Ishvara projects in this manner all the internal external objects which are interrelated as cause and effects. These are atma projects them in manifold ways. Anekadha. See, what is important is we have to understand manifestation of the power of knowing is projection. What is projection? Manifestation of the power of knowing is projection. Manifestation of power of knowing is manifestation of knowledge, which is said to be projection. Appearance. It is Bhagavan's imagination. Very nice. I'm happy with what I'm saying. I don't know how you all find it. Because I see something very subtle. I do not know whether I'm able to make you exactly see what I'm seeing here. Okay. We'll go to the next verse. 17th karika. See, what is the important lesson here? We understand that now Atma is neither the cause nor the effect. Atma is neither the cause nor the effect. Understand? So the unmanifested power of knowing, otherwise the Mula Vidya is the cause. The operation of which alone contributes to the projection of the manifestation of our self-existence, our existence of the world, which is projection of Jiva and Jagat. Understand? So Jiva is effect, Jagat is effect. Mula Vidya is cause. Knowledge of self-existence is effect. Knowledge of existence of the world is effect. And within this knowledge of existence of the world, all different project manifestations of knowledge. Internal, external. Knowledge, memory. It's all cause and effects. Understand now? So, Maya is the cause. Mula Vidya is the cause, manifestations are the effects, which is knowledge. What about the Atma? Atma is pure knowledge, distinct from, not distant, distinct from the cause and effect. Do you see this? Neither the cause nor the effect. Neither the doer nor the enjoyer. No, Atma is not the memory. Atma is not the manifested knowledge. Atma is not the memory. Atma is not actions. Atma is not the accidents of actions. Atma is not the result of actions. But everything is what? Manifestations of knowledge, the projections of Atma. The subtle teaching here is manifested knowledge. Manifestation of knowledge is manifestation, the power of knowing, which is Maya, and which is the projection of the Atma, appearance of the Atma. Tatra jiva kalpana sarva kalpana moolam. Now we're going to take next karika. Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces this 17th karika. All interrelated now. Tatra jiva kalpana sarva kalpana moolam ityuktam. So now see the very important sentence. Shankara Bhagavatpada's introduction is very important. Jiva kalpana. See, kalpanam, kalpana, the nouns. Projection of jiva. Projection of jiva is the means, the source of sarva kalpana, sarva sarvesham sarvasam kalpananam moolam jiva kalpanam. If there is no knowledge of self-existence, if there is no manifestation of self-existence in terms of I am, then there cannot be projection of anything else here. Therefore, sarva kalpana moolam. The source of the projections of everything, all the source of projections of all internal, external objects which constitute the whole, for which the mula source is what? Jiva kalpana, projection of the jiva. So sayeva jiva kalpana kim nimitta iti drishtantena pratipadayati. So in this following karika, Gaudapada Acharya shows, Gaudapada Acharya reveals, pratipadayati. Gaudapada reveals what? Drishtantena, with the proper illustration, with the proper example. What does he reveal? Sayeva jiva kalpana kim nimitta. What is the cause of the, what is the cause of the projection of jiva? Kim nimitta means kim nimittam. Jivasya kalpanayam kim nimittam means what? What is the cause of the projection of jivasya kalpanayaha nimittam kim? See, the projections of everything is because of the projection of jiva. So jiva's projection is the cause of the projection of everything else. Now what is the cause of jiva's projection? Is it clear now? The whole world of objects, the plurality of beings, countless number of beings, a species, the internal objects, emotions, desires, knowledge, understanding, and the memory, and causes and effects, knowledge of actions, knowledge of accessories, knowledge of results, everything, all this is because of the projection of jiva. But what is the cause of the projection of jiva? The projection of jagat, I can say one word. The projection of jagat is because of jiva. But what is the cause of jiva? Jiva's projection. That's the question. Okay. That Gaudapada Acharya here reveals with appropriate illustration. Example. Drishtantena Padipadayati. Let's see the Karika now. Anischita Yatharaj. See the base, he goes back to the basic reason. Ignorance is the root cause of samsara. We understand when? In the introductory Vedanta class. No, Gaudapada takes us there. What is important here is, he makes us understand projection is nothing but manifestation of the unmanifested power of knowing, which is the cause of what is being experienced. Therefore, cause also is mithya, effect also is mithya, atma which is free from cause and effect alone is satyam. What is this jagat? This cause effect system. Maya karyam, maya karanam, jagat karyam. Karana maya is mithya, maya the cause is mithya, jagat the effect also is mithya. See, you must be able to see how the effect is knowledge, manifested knowledge. Cause is unmanifested knowledge. There's no ignorance. The source of the knowledge unmanifested manifest is what? Atma. It's satyam. I see something so much. I wish I can. Okay. No, anischita yatha rajjuhu, anischita yatha rajjuhu, andhakare vikalpita, andhakare vikalpita, sarpadharadibhirbhavaihi, tadvadat Atmavikalpitaha, tadvadatmavikalpitaha. So here, anischita yatha rajjuhu, andhakare vikalpita, andhakare vikalpita, sarpadharadibhirbhavaihi, tadvadatmavikalpitaha, yadatmavikalpitaha. Here, before I enter into this verse, these, whether the knowledge of self-existence, which is manifestation of knowledge, which is a projection of the Atma, and knowledge of the existence of the world, projection of the Atma again. So, now any countless number of projections, countless number of manifestations of knowledge or countless number of projections are the only Atma. Okay, all these projections are simultaneously happening. All the projections are happening simultaneously. Still, how we understand? The projection in terms of jiva alone happens first. The projection of jiva happens first. This is, we only understand in sequence. There's no sequence in creation. And this projected jiva alone, is responsible, are the source of all projections. This also we understood. Now, it is, in the Shastram it is said that Ishwaraha, Maya Upahitam Chaitanyam. Who is Ishwara? Maya Upahitam Chaitanyam. The Atma with Maya Shakti. Maya Upahitam Chaitanyam is Ishwara. Maya Sahitam Brahma. Alone has the what now? The status of being Ishwara and also has the status of being Maya Upahitam Chaitanyam. Ishwara alone has the status of being Ishwara with this Maya Shakti. So Atma with this Maya Shakti is looked upon as Ishwara. Brahman with this Maya Shakti, Mula Vidya is looked upon as Ishwara. Okay. Now, I repeatedly am telling you this, so Ishwara is only Samanya Karanam, general cause. It is the Jiva who has accumulated Punya Papam alone is Visesha Karanam for the projection of the whole. Okay. So here, at this juncture, the question should come. What is the question? The question arises for somebody. When did projection of Jiva happen? When did the projection of Jiva happen? So what is the one first question number one? Okay. What exactly is the reason? What exactly really is the reason for the projection of Jiva? If the question is, when did Jiva, why we had to include this? When did the projection of Jiva happen? What exactly was the reason of the projection of Jiva? Then what is the answer? Asking this question, when did the projection of Jiva happen, is like asking, when did the appearance of snake happen on the part of the rope? Which means, this why I'm repeating you here again, it is unmanifested power of knowing, otherwise said to be Mula Vidya alone, is used here, operated here, for the projection of Jiva. That power is anadi, Jiva is also anadi. We should never ask the question, when was Jiva born first? When did he begin accumulating punya papams? That's why there's no question here. Why was Jiva born? No question. Just the appearance. That's why this is why I'm including it here. Okay? Which means, and what is the reason for the projection of Jiva? That is the question. So here gives the answers given. This is, so Atma operating the Maya Shakti, Jiva got projected. That is okay, fine. Until then, fine. But later on, the projection of Jiva means manifestation of partial knowledge. What is projection of Jiva? Manifestation of partial knowledge is the projection of Jiva. This knowledge of existence of the self, which is the manifestation of the power of knowing, okay, which is the partial knowledge. Which means, still the power of knowing still is there, unmanifested. Until then, it all happens naturally. When this power of knowledge manifests in terms of knowledge of self-existence, where only in human mind. That is why we say human being is some great, self-conscious beings, most sophisticated being. Okay. And this, half knowledge is there. But still now, half ignorance also is there. I am is there, but there's no knowledge what this I is. What I am. We say, wave is means what? So, the knowledge of the existence of the wave. Isn't it? What is wave? Does wave exist? That's the first question. Yes, wave exists. Means wave is. This is partial. Knowledge of the existence is partial knowledge. And what is that which exists? That is partial ignorance, isn't it? So wave is water means the knowledge exists. That existing wave is water. Total knowledge. But here I am is there. But what I is? World is there. Jagat asti. Aham asmi. Jagat asti. This is manifestations of all your projections of ish. Projections of Atma. Okay. But what this is? What this manifested? Okay. What this is? What I is? Knowledge is not that. Therefore, there's partial knowledge, partial ignorance. Anyway, Maya is the cause for the partial knowledge. Maya is also what? Is there as partial ignorance. Why? Because unmanifested power is in the form of ignorance. Manifested power is in the form of knowledge. Therefore, only, see, this is not explicitly said in the Acharya, in the Karika. Shankara Bhagavatpada makes it very clear in his explanation. Look at this. Anischitayata rajjuhu andhakare vikalpita. See, yata anischita rajjuhu. The rajjuhu, the rope, which has not been ascertained clearly, that it is a rope. Just as the rope, which has not been ascertained clearly, that it is a rope alone, vikalpita, erroneously perceived as snake, where not in the bright light, not in pitch darkness also, but somewhat in dim light. Dim light means what now? Still, I should say, in the darkness, which is not pitch darkness, semi-darkness. Okay, darkness. Andhakare. So just as the rope whose essential nature is not known, the rope which is not known as the rope is mistaken to be the snake in dimness of light. Similar light are also what? Sarpa dara adibihi. Sarpa, snake. Dara means streak of water. And adi etc. means a stick etc. You can say wire, so many things you can say. A rope is mistaken to be streak of water, snake etc. Sarpa dara bhavehi. Tadvat. Exactly like that. Atma vikalpitaha. Okay, we don't say jiva vikalpita. Atma is mistaken to be jiva. Therefore what? Atma is absolutely eternal. Atma alone mistaken to be jiva means, jiva also is what? Mistaken jiva also is being atma eternal. Jiva has no beginning. Atma is not the jiva, but the jiva is Atma only. Projection of Atma. This is the literal meaning of the verse, okay? Literal meaning of the mantra, the karika. Let us see what Acharya say here. So here, Shankara Bhagavata is going to make it very interesting. Some error happens, the two reasons for the erroneous perception, isn't it? The rope, the ignorance of what the rope, being rope, causes the erroneous perception of the rope. Similarly, ignorance of what I am causes the I am Atma, the knowledge is not there. So, self-ignorance causes the erroneous self-perception. Isn't it? But sometimes, not only self-ignorance, Acharya is going to say here, even there are many, many people who are aspiring for knowledge of the truth also, when they do not approach the appropriate pramanam, they do not take the help, seek help of the appropriate pramanam, and when they independently inquire into the nature of the reality also, they also have what? They also have erroneous perception. They also have their own projections. Okay? One thing is being given to the erroneous inquiry, independent inquiry, without an appropriate, means without being dependent on Shastram as the pramanam, then also their understanding of Atma will be incorrect. They have erroneous self-perception. Of course, self-ignorance already is there, which contributes for the erroneous self-perception. Okay, let us see here. Yatha loke. Generally, in this world, what happens? Svena rupena anischita. Svena rupena anischita. Anavadharita. Svena rupena anischita. Anavadharita. Evam eva iti rajjuhu. The rajjuhu, the rope which has not yet been. Rope means svena rupena. The rope in its real nature, which is not yet, the real nature of the rope, which has not yet been ascertained. Rajjuhu, anavadharita rajjuhu. The rope which has not yet been ascertained clearly in its real nature. Anischita, anavadharita. Anischita is the words used in the karika. Anavadharita is the word used by Shankaracharya. So Rajjuhu has not been clearly understood in its real nature. When Manda Andhakare, see, the word Manda is used only by Shankaracharya, not in the Karika. Very, very important. Manda Andhakare. See, if there's Andhakara, means darkness. In pitch darkness, you cannot see anything. So error is not possible. You cannot see the real snake also. You cannot see the rope also. There's no possibility of mistaking the rope to be a snake in pitch darkness because nothing can be seen. In bright light also, you will see the rope as a rope. There's no mistake. It's not possible. So error is possible only if there is a manda andhakaraha. Manda andhakaraha means what? No, okay, I said dim light. Manda andhakaraha. When there's dim light, there's a dimness. Okay? A dimness is manda andhakaraha. When there's dimness of light is manda andhakaraha. Okay, if you want to see page number 374. Sorry, I didn't say the page. 374. You have to read in English. Manda andhakare. In dim light alone, dimness, kim sarpaha udakadhara dandaha iti va anekadha vikalpita bhavati. When the robe's real nature, when the robe is not understood in its real nature, is mistaken to be whether it is a snake or udakadhara, a stick of water, or dandaha, a stick, it is this possibility of mistake only in dimness of light. So anekadha vikalpita bhavati. So erroneously perceived in many ways is possibility. Puram swarupa anischaya nimittam yaditta yadihi. When purvam swarupa anischaya nimittam yadihi Puramiva Rajuhu Sarupa Nishchita Asyat. If the rope was already ascertained, the rope, the real nature, rope understood its real nature before, the rope understood as the rope, then what would happen? Sarpadi Vikalpaha Na Abhavishyat. The superimposition of snake, etc., would not have happened. Sarpadi vikalpa, the erroneous perception of snake, etc., or superimposition of snake, etc., upon the rope would not have happened if the real nature of the rope was already understood. Therefore, swarupa anischaya nimittam, what is the cause of The non-ascertainment of the real nature of the rope is the cause. If the non-ascertainment of the real nature of the cause, ignorance of the real nature, isn't it? If before that, yadihi purameva rajjuhu sarupaya nishchita asyat, if before itself, the real nature of the rope was ascertained, understood, then it is not possible. This erroneous perception of snake would not have happened. Superimposition of snake would not have happened. Here's a simple example. Yatha swahastangulyadishu. See, there's a knife, very clear light. You see your own fingers. So hastangulyadishu, when you see your own fingers, okay, you don't mistake them for anything. No error happens. You do not mistake your finger for something else. You see your fingers as the fingers only. Because there's a very clear understanding what you see in your fingers only. Just as no error happens when you clearly know your fingers as fingers. You don't mistake them to be something else. Similarly, the error would not have happened in terms of the perception of snake, wouldn't have been possible if the rope was seen as the rope before. Similarly here, this is the drishtantaha. Drishtant, this is example, which means exact, what example? The erroneous perception of the rope, superimposition of the rope up, there's a snake upon the rope, superimposition of the snake upon the rope is purely because of ignorance of the real nature of the rope. Ignorance of the rope is the cause of the perception of the snake, erroneous perception of this snake. Similarly here, ignorance of the swarupam of the jiva. Understand now? What is to be understood? From this drishtanta example, what should be understood is, it is the ignorance of the real nature of the jiva. What's the real nature of the jiva? Atma. Is ignorance of the atma being the real nature of the jiva is the cause for the Atma be mistaken to be a jiva. Okay, it is the non-ascertainment of the real nature of the Atma is the cause for the superimposition of jiva status upon the Atma. This is the cause. What is the cause of the projection of the jiva? Answer has been given. Without giving directly the answer, with the example, Gaudapada Acharya gives the answer. It is not a new lesson. My God, this we learned in the introduction to Vedanta itself. Why should we? This is all very important in this section to understand. We have to understand the meaning of the word projection. Projection means just an appearance. Appearance implies what here? The manifestation of the power of knowing. And power of knowing is what? Knowledge. Understand? Once this knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am becomes manifested, then this manifestation, the knowledge of the existence of the world in terms of this is, that is knowledge. But here the knowledge is only partial. Knowledge being partial, ignorance being partial, it's like mandha, andhakara. Then the possibility of one being mistaken to be the other, or mistaken to be what it is not. This is how Atma is mistaken to be a jiva. Because of the ignorance of the real nature of the Atma. It means jiva swarupa agnya. Jiva swarupa means Atma. What I is, what I am is not known. I am Atma. Jnanam is not there. So it is the ignorance of the essential nature of the self is the cause of the projection of the jiva. Tadvati hetu phaladi samsara dharma anartha vilakshanataya svena vishuddha vijnapti matra sattadvaya rupena anischitatvat jiva pranadi ananta bhava bhedaihi atma vikalpitaha ityesha sarva upanishadam siddhantaha. It's a beautiful statement here. Sarva upanishadam siddhantaha. This is the core vision of all the, this is the uniform core vision of all the central teaching of all the Upanishads. What is central teaching of Upanishads? Uniform teaching of all the Upanishads? He says, first he says, Atma is mistaken to be vikalpitaha. Atma is mistaken to be, Atma is erroneously perceived as ananta bhava bhedaha. Various different objects, such as prana, etc. See, body is taken to be Atma. Mind is taken to be Atma, sense organs are taken to be Atma, ananta bhava means sense organs, body, mind, sense complex. All are taken to be what? Atma, all are Atma, but Atma is not any of this. Atma is erroneously perceived as body, mind, sense organs, physiological functions, everything. Atma is mistaken to be everything. Erroneously perceived. Which Atma? So, pranadi ananta bhava bhedaihi Atma vikalpitaha. Atma is mistaken to be, erroneously perceived as this countless, so many various different objects. And which Atma, very beautiful here, he says, Vishuddha Vijnapti Matra Satta Advaya Rupaha Atma. What is Atma here? Atma, very beautiful words, Vishuddha Vijnapti. You want translation of this in English? This is 374. Okay. See, Atma is of the pure nature of pure consciousness, pure knowledge. Vishuddha Vijnapti Swarupaha Atma. I want to understand. See, it's a long sentence, long with compounds. I want to take every word here. Vishuddha Vijnapti Swarupaha Atma. Atma is of the pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Vishuddha Vijnapti Matra Swarupaha. Then, Satta Swarupaha. Atma is of the nature of pure consciousness and a pure existence. Pure consciousness, existence. Then what now? Advaya Rupaha, Swarupaha. Atma is of the nature of pure consciousness, non-dual consciousness, existence. Vishuddha Vijnapti Matra Sattadvaya Rupaha. And now, Rupena Anischitatvat. Because of the non-ascertainment of the essential nature of Atma being pure, non-dual consciousness existence. See, you know, this is the meaning of the sentence. Vishuddha Vijnapti Matra Sattadvaya Srupena Anischitatvat. What the reason? The reason is given, because of the non-ascertainment of the essential nature of the Atma being pure non-dual consciousness existence, and which is distinct from this nature, which is distinct from all cause, Ketu Paladi, Samsara Dharma Anarthaha, which is distinct from, free from all the meaningless afflictions, the attributes of Samsara in the form of causes and effects. Atma is free from all the causes and effects. Atma is neither the Maya nor the Jagat. Atma is not any of the manifestations of knowledge. Atma is not the actions, not the results, not the causes, not the effects. So, Hetu Paladi, Atma is free from all the cause and effects, which constitute the attributes of Samsara. Hetu Paladi Samsara Dharma, Anartha Vilakshanataya. So, because of the ignorance, the non-ascertainment of the Swarupma of the Atma being pure or non-dual consciousness existence, which is free from, absolutely free from all the undesirable, unwanted attributes of Samsara, in the form of cause and effects. Okay. Because of this alone, Atma vikalpitaha, Atma is mistaken to be. Okay. Anatma, body, mind, and complex such as pranas, etc. Atma is erroneously perceived as the various objects such as prana, etc. Why Atma is taken to be body, isn't it? Body is taken to be Atma, mind is taken to be Atma, various objects. Very nice. It's very clearly it is said. Tadvati hetu phaladi samsara dharma anartha vilakshanataya svena vishuddha vijnapti matra sattadvaya rupena anischitatvat jiva pranadi ananta bhava bhedaihi atma vikalpitaha iti yeshaha sarva upanishadam siddhantaha. It is the core teaching, the core vision of all the Upanishads. It's a uniform vision of all the teaching of all the Upanishads, that definitely, okay, are the anatma objects, such as jiva, prana, etc. Jiva means what? Even the essence, okay? Jiva, prana, etc. All these various objects are erroneously perceived as Atma because of the non-ascertainment of the nature of the Atma being pure, absolutely pure consciousness, existence, the non-dual reality, which is free from all the unwanted, undesirable afflictions, the attributes of samsara in the form of cause and effects. What line? Last line. Self-ignorance is the cause of erroneous perception. Error in the perception of the self is the cause of whole samsara. So ignorance, what important lesson here? Ignorance by itself does not become the cause of samsara. Ignorance is the cause of samsara. In sleep also we will be suffering. We are all not suffering in sleep. In sleep, we are all comfortable. No suffering. Why? Ignorance by itself cannot cause samsara. Ignorance contributes for erroneous perception. Then ignorance indirectly becomes the cause of samsara. Direct cause of samsara is what? The erroneous perception. Error. The mistake. But error is happening because of the ignorance. Of ignorance is the root cause of samsara. Immediate cause of samsara is what? Erroneous perception. Okay. That is the teaching. So what is the lesson here? This nobody is creating any samsara. We are understanding how the reality is. What is the nature of reality? How it is permanent? Other than that, everything comes and goes, and is everything is nothing but knowledge, which is manifestations of knowledge. The source of manifestation is the Atma. Everything is nothing but manifestations of knowledge. Okay? Therefore, the manifestation of knowledge is said to be projection. There's only naturally what happens is the partial manifestation happens naturally. Only in some special creatures called human beings. That is why we can't ask now Mukti to come and sit in the class. Very nice. It is just understanding what is with the help of Shastram. We are holding on to Shastram mother like this. We are walking along with her. And she's slowly, slowly, slowly unfolding the mysteries to some extent. It's like that. That's why finally you see there's no creation. It's understanding what is Shastram. So ignorance is not everything, anadi. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti.